I'd like to start by saying thank you for all being here today and for all the attention you gave this very deserving ball club this past year. The format for today's press conference will be consisting of a statement by Paul and a statement by Coach Richard, followed by a series of questions. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor over to Paul Millsap.
First, I want to thank everyone for coming today. I especially want to thank everyone at Louisiana Tech, Coach Richard, and many other fans and supporters of the university. You have all been very important to me, to my development as a person and a basketball player. Today, April 4th, I declare myself eligible as a candidate for the 2006 NBA draft. It is my intention to put myself in a position to solidify myself as an early top mid-first round pick. Leading the nation in rebounding for three straight years was very difficult to do, and some people ask who or what inspired me to work so hard night after night. Really, I do not have to look far for inspiration. My mother, Betty, is my inspiration. She has made great sacrifices for me, my three brothers, and me. In the past, my mom has worked two and sometimes three jobs to support us. If I can reach my goals as a professional basketball player, she will be able to enjoy the life she deserves. Thank you.
This is an important and great day for Paul Millsap and his family, Betty. We talked about this a year ago, and it's a big day for them. I'm happy for them. I met with Paul last week before I left for the Final Four to go over all his options one more time, so that we could get this spring straight and see how he wanted to go about it, and really told him to think about it all, what was in front of him and what he wanted to do. Met with he and his uncle today, and he's decided to go on and apply for the NBA draft, and we'll be hiring an agent in the next month or so, and won't be coming back. This is not a sad day for me at all. He's been a great player at Louisiana Tech. I've been privileged. I'm the only one that has watched him for the last 3 years, every practice and every game. It's been a privilege to watch him play. I'm happy for him that he's going on and trying to fulfill a dream of playing in the NBA, and I believe he will be in the NBA next year. That's why I'm happy for he and his family. So it's a good day. It's not a sad day for us. And Paul, you ask me some questions now.
Paul, go ahead.
Coach alluded to the fact you're
going to
hire an agent for the next shutting the door on coming back. Maybe made you go that route instead of waiting to see how things shake out.
Well, we've been talking it over for about a week or two, and we just came to the decision that it was time for me to get hit on that, fulfill my career. And we decided today to go ahead and shut the door on coming back to school next year.
Paul, did you receive enough feedback that you were going to be a first-rounder to come back? Is that kind of what you set the bar at? If you were going to be a first-rounder, you're coming back, second-rounder, you weren't sure? Talk about the feedback you got.
Well, I had a lot of feedback from my uncle, D'Angelo, and Coach Richard, a few agents, and, I feel myself personally that I still have a good shot in the first round.
Paul, talk about your development as a player from your freshman year to now.
Well, I never quit it. My work ethic was incredible. So year by year, I've been developing to be a good basketball player, and had a lot of help from my uncles, my family, and my coaches. So they helped me be who I am today.
Paul, Coach Richard said that you guys had talked about this a year ago. Throughout this year, had you kind of had it in the back of your mind that you thought this might be your final year here in Ruston?
It was. I tried to get through the season, as best we could. We won 20 games on the count of it. So now it's focusing on moving on, going on to the next level.
What do you feel personally, or what have you gotten feedback from that you need to work on the NBA?
Well, I had some things, perimeter, outside shooting, things like that. But, I'm going to do what I've been doing and rebounding. That's what made me who I am. So I'm going to continue to do that. And as time goes by, develop the rest of my game.
What's the next step for you as you get ready for the draft?
It's just really, we've been working out about 2 weeks now, you know, to continue working hard, you know, go to some camps and go to some workouts and do the best I can.
Have you been able to set up any personal workouts for any teams yet, or is that come later?
As far as I know, not yet.
Was there anything, Paul, one thing more than another that solidified your decision to apply for the draft?
Well, my family, you know, growing up has been hard for us, you know, and I just want to make a difference in my family's life.
Looking back on your career at Louisiana Tech, what stands out to you the most?
My surroundings, you know, it's been a good 3 years for me, and Louisiana Tech has been good to me, so I look back at the coaching staff that we had and the players we had, you know, they kept me together, we kept each other together, and we made it to this far, you know.
Paul, what do you bring for the NBA team that maybe another player at your position doesn't?
I would say my rebounding and my working hard at what I do, hustling and anything to get the ball, you know, so I say that mostly stands out in me.
Any more questions for Paul? Paul, thank you for coming back.
Thank you. God bless you.
Is there anybody else?
Anybody want to speak with Coach?
Got anything? I want him to, you know, this is his day, so.
Go back through what makes him, and you've said it before, such a phenomenal rebounder.
Well, he has a, you know, and you have to remember, and again, Paul has a special gift, and I had an NBA general manager tell me not long ago that without question that this gift that he has to rebound this ball will transfer. It transfers from high school to college, and college to the pro level. It's a specialty that can transfer and will transfer. So that's why I believe he's going to make it. You know, he'll be there. And you know, what when and what pick and all that, that'll be determined in the next 3 months. But no one has told me, not one has said that he won't play in the NBA. They all say he'll be in there. So, you know, that adds that, and what Paul mentioned to his family is a good reason to do it. But he has a special ability to find the ball, buddy, a special ability to go get it wherever it's at. And something that's unique and has been extremely a pleasure to watch.
Obviously, it's a big hole on your team. Where do you go from here to...
Well, I'm not going to worry about that today. You know, this is Paul's day, and we'll deal with life after Paul tomorrow. You know, which is not a good thought. You know, but every time I just remember, I think about him. I've been thinking about him all day today. But you know, for me personally, as the head coach, you know, Lonnie Cooper left, and I thought it was the end of the world. And Gerard Henderson came along, and then Gerard Henderson left. I thought that was the end of the world, and. Then Antonio Meeking had a good year. And then he left, and I said, oh, no. And then this guy who just led the country in rebounding 3 years in a row, who's done something no one's ever done, he shows up. So, you know, it's my hope that somebody will show up next year and we'll be fine.
How about Paul meant to your program?
Well, you know, what I liked, first of all, he's done, you need to write this and say this. I don't know that we all say it enough. He's done something that no one in the history of the NCAA has ever done. That in itself is what Paul Millsap has brought to our program on the floor this last 3 years. I'm glad that we were able, and I mentioned this last spring, and as we recruited, I wanted to put a better team around him for him to enjoy some success for doing what he had done as a rebounder. And we did that. You know, we were able to accomplish a lot of good things this year. And so I'm happy for him and happy for the time that he's been here.
Was there any time you thought he might come back?
Yes.
When was that? And what was
every
that?
Night when I laid my head down to sleep. No, I thought for a second there during the year when actually Paul had mentioned something a little bit to one of my assistants about leaving the door open. and which was, you know, the first time we'd really had that thought, and which was a good thought. And again, we went over everything last week with him. I went over and had him think about it all weekend with his family. Think about all the options, because just saying you're coming back, that's not all that's to it. There's a lot more involved than that, and we needed to, you know, he needed to know where he was at, and so, you know, I think they came back today, and Paul's ready to go forward with this, and he's convinced, and you know, I too believe that with that type of mindset that he's going to make money playing professional basketball next year.
Everyone knows what a good rebounder is, but when you think back 3 years to the kid that came in out of Granville Lab, what's been the biggest improvement that you've seen in this game?
Well, his first year, he said no words at all. The second year, he said two. This year, he said about 20. Right, Betty?
That's right.
I mean, he's talked. He's actually opened up a little bit, and when you see him, see that? He wouldn't have done that his freshman year. He wouldn't have smiled. He didn't even smile.
That's right.
And it was nice to watch him grow, mature, that is the better word. Not only as a player, he got better. He's always a great rebounder. It's been phenomenal. But he got better as an offensive player. We watched him grow, and he still has room for improvement in that area. But he grew every year in that area. The other thing was what I just mentioned, off the floor. He went from a guy who never said a word to hardly anybody, to a guy who was one of our leaders on our team in that locker room this year, and that was nice to watch him mature in that area, and off the floor, just the way he responded to people and with people, and that was nice to see as a coach.
Any more questions for Coach Richard?
The last thing is, I've already asked Paul for tickets to next year's games. You better ask him now. It's going to be hard to get. They're going to be lining up. Paul, appreciate you being here. We did a good job. Really appreciate it. We look forward to.